the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Isaiah's prophecy and chapter 61. Now, Isaiah wrote some 800 years before the birth of Jesus, and we're going to read God's words to God's people written that long ago. Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 4. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, and bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called mighty oaks, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Let's pray, shall we, before Lizzie comes and speaks to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to read from it. And we pray that as Lizzie comes and speaks to us this morning, that you will bless us. Help us, we pray, to listen both with our heads and with our hearts. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Lizzie, and I'm a member at Belmont. It's a privilege to be with you and to worship with you. This morning, we're going to be in the first in a series of sermons to help us prepare to celebrate Christmas. Throughout the series, we'll weave our way through the prophecies in Isaiah that foreshadow Jesus' birth and look at the passages in the New Testament which record what happened. I wonder if you're one of those people who's put up their Christmas decorations in the last week. I work part-time as a primary school teacher, and this week the children in my class have been sharing stories about the decorations they've seen and where you can see the best outdoor decorations in Columpton. But there's that other part of Christmas this year. The stupid COVID-19 spoiling our plans, dashing our dreams and causing chaos, along with all the more serious things it's done, part of Christmas. Some people can't wait for Christmas this year, and other people are so nervous or uncertain about what it will be like that they don't even want to speak about it. All of these feelings matter. I think it's important you don't forget any of your feelings about Christmas, but there is a truth to hold on to in these times. Christmas means God is with us. And whatever our emotions, physical health, or anything else, the reality that Christmas means God is with us means we have reasons to celebrate. In Luke 1, we read the story, we read the song that Mary sang as she and her cousin Elizabeth celebrated her pregnancy. Mary exclaims that God is her saviour, that God is doing things for her, that he is merciful, powerful to act in the world, and able to set things to rights. Wonderfully, Jesus coming into the world means that he is our saviour, acting in our lives, merciful to us, powerful to act in the world, and able to set things to rights for us too. I have never burst into spontaneous songs of joy because of something that I see God doing, but it does seem like the correct response to the amazing truth that God has come into the world. We can find other evidence to help us celebrate in Isaiah 61. Isaiah is writing hundreds of years before Jesus was born, but he prophesies powerfully about what it will be like when God comes into the world. In Isaiah 61, we see the things Jesus is going to do in his life. There is good news for the poor, there is freedom for captives, there is the year of the Lord's favour. There's a really useful word to sum up what Jesus is going to be doing. He's bringing liberation. Every one of those wonderful lines in Isaiah 61 promises liberation to folk in different situations. It's also not something we have to do for ourselves. Jesus, full of God's Spirit, is here to do it. You are not on your own anymore. I would love to speak that truth and live that truth into the lives of those around me, that Christmas means we are not on our own anymore. That should transform my Christmas celebrations. And as my celebrations are transformed, the truth should flow out into the lives of others. Speaking of Christmas celebrations, we got this excellent new decoration in the post this week from my friend's toy shop. There was an actual fight in our house between the 1.5-year-old and the 4.5-year-old about who was going to get to play with it, the Christmas shark. And then they both wanted to cuddle it and take it to bed. I've got lists on my phone of present ideas, Christmas catalogues arriving through the door and by email. We bought a new advent calendar, which does seem a little more on message. Lots of these things are fun. They are good things. They even try to point to Jesus. But I do wonder if any of this stuff is obscuring, hiding what Christmas is about. This year, we have found ourselves in a situation where lots of the normal has been stripped away. And I want to encourage us to use that space to reflect on how we could celebrate in a way that doesn't hide the fact that Christmas means God has come to us. Perhaps I'll use a Sharpie pen to update the Christmas shark, or maybe I'll name him Emmanuel so that I can tell everyone that it means God is with us. Perhaps at some point in the last few months, something has happened. And you've realised that this is truth, that Christmas means God has come to us. Perhaps you're asking yourself something like, how can I start to enjoy the King's presence with me even more deeply this Christmas? If that's you, and you want to start to follow Jesus, I wonder if this is the time for you to accept all that God is offering you through Jesus. You could do that by praying, talking to Jesus, and telling him that's what you want to do. So, as I finish, let me pray. Lord God, Jesus came down to earth at Christmas. This God has come into the world. It's what we want to celebrate. Things are very different at the moment. There are lots of things that make it feel as though the next few weeks might not be quite how we like it to be. But Lord God, we know that what we are celebrating is far more important than how we celebrate. We pray that the things we do and don't do would point people to the truth of Christmas. We pray that Jesus' coming would change our priorities and that it would be clear to those around us. We ask that you would deepen our experience of King Jesus' presence in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.